Welcome to another installment of Instant Equity, a proven real estate system with Mike Cazola. Go to teachmemike.com and get started now. Welcome. You are listening to Instant Equity, a proven real estate system for success with Mike Cazola. I'm Kerry Lutz. And Mike, it's been a while since we did one, but the greatest foreclosure sale on the planet is just a couple of weeks away.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm just preparing for it. You know, I pulled a new list this morning and, you know, I'm constantly working the spreadsheet, but, you know, there was a little over 4,000 total properties as of this morning, a little bit over, but 2,247 of those were single family houses, two family houses, three family houses, the two houses on one lot. And that's exactly what I look for when I'm doing the auction. So I've weeded out the rest of the lots. So that means there's got to be right now about 1,800, 1,900 lots that are on there. And, you know, one of my students, he did something pretty amazing. You know, he'd get two lots that were right next door to each other. So he'd get two lots that were side by side and, you know, they start him at $500. So when he could pick them up $500 each, he just did one of those and he, you know, he bought two of them together for $1,000. So 500 each and he sold it for 5,000 combined. So, you know, it's just a you know, whatever your goals are, there's properties you can buy on the very low end, the middle end, or the high end. You know, it just really depends on what you're working with. But it's just so exciting because this auction only happens once a year. And when I go through it, it's, you know, it looks like it's going to be just as good as any of the previous years. And I've been at the last 13 of them.
That's amazing. And you said that a large percentage of the properties for sale are actually homes that I assume most people are living in.
Yeah, and there's going to be a good mix. You know, you're going to find properties that are vacant. You're going to find properties where it's the previous either homeowner or a relative. You know, Buffalo tends to have a, you know, somewhat of an older population when you look at other big cities. So they pass down the properties a lot of times to nieces, nephews, children, grandchildren, and they just become behind on the taxes. And, you know, a lot of people wonder, you know, well, how could they not pay like those $7,000 or $8,000 in property taxes? But you got to understand, you know, sometimes you get the house for free, you inherit it, you know, you just don't take the same care, the same passion as if you paid for it with your own money. And that's just a fact of life. But as far as the auctions going right now, I mean, like you had just mentioned, you know, a large portion of them are single family, two family, three family. And like I had just mentioned to you, you know, a lot of those are going to be homeowners or heirs of homeowners. They're going to be people who have mortgages that are in over their head and this tax bill is superseding that mortgage. There's going to be people that are just tenants in there. And there's going to be properties that have been vacant for several years. I've come across some really good deals where, you know, the property had just been rotting for 3 or 4 years. And I say rotting, meaning nobody was going there, nobody was doing anything. But the overall condition really wasn't that bad. You know, it still had, you know, good roof, windows, siding. You go inside, you put in the new flooring, the paint the walls, and, you know, maybe you replace a couple vanities or whatever it needs, you know. But you can do these things cost effectively with the right team.
Yeah. And that's it. You're not just giving people a tour of the properties. You got the team, you got the support for every one of you who comes. And we just had a last minute cancellation. So we've got room for one more person on this event. And I can't tell you how excited I am about it. I wanted like to get a couple of income producing properties so I can officially become a real estate investor, real estate professional as far as taxes are concerned, because that allows you to write off some of your depreciation as well and can have really positive tax consequences. But obviously you need to talk to your accountant and tax professionals about it because it's complicated. There's definite requirements and you need to be aware of them before you think you're going to become a real estate professional.
That's right. You know, and what you do when you're with me and my students, you know, we're going and looking at the pockets where, you know, where I've had the most success and looking all around the different parts and evaluating the properties, determining the condition. You know, I'm helping you guide you through the process. But, you know, if you're looking to do this in a self-directed IRA or, you know, always make sure you're, you know, just like Kerry mentioned, make sure you're consulting with your tax advisors and just make sure you're making the right moves for yourself. But the properties that are available are at rock bottom prices because these are for people that didn't pay their taxes. And this is a tax deed. So meaning you get the property direct. So there's not a tax lien filed and you get a rate of return and all that stuff. This is this is one of the reasons why I like the area is when you go to the auction, you bid on a property, you're buying the property based on the taxes that are due. And all those, all the total back bills that are due are combined. And that's what the bid price, whatever you're bidding on the property, those proceeds are going to pay all the back taxes that are on a given property.
Right.
But if there's a mortgage, second mortgage, that's the great thing about these is that the taxes supersede that. So it's just a great opportunity. And with right now over 2,200 of them available, I just wanted to share it. I've been going for the last 13 years and I always have a very small group of students, as you know, you're going to be one of them that come. And it's, you know, it's just a time that we're able to just check out all the properties, inspect them ourselves, decide what we think we should pay, a game plan for, are you going to rent it out? Are you looking to flip it? Is this going to be a long-term hold? Evaluate what kind of work should be done. And, you know, you determine your bid price that way because, you know, it's all about the bottom line. So if you, if there's a place that is worth about $50,000, now to me, if I could buy that for $25,000 and be in it for $25,000, it doesn't matter to me either way. So if I buy it for $25,000 and it's in move-in condition and I barely have to do anything, that's great. If I buy it for $15,000 and have to put $10,000 into it to bring it to that point, it's also good for me too. So whatever your goals are, if it's a fixer upper, if it's a property in better condition, you're going to see a lot of those. I bought properties in great conditions before.
Yeah.
And you guys will see the same thing for yourselves.
And a lot of these properties are in the better areas of the city and renting them out near colleges, like you say, to staff and ancillary faculty, that type of thing. Not much of a challenge there, is it?
No, I mean, that you bring up one of the great areas that I've invested in for the last 13 years all around the University of Buffalo. It's a huge, you know, you guys know, you know, New York University. This is the Buffalo, you know, University Buffalo.
Yes, SUNY.
So it's a really prestigious school and people from all over the world come here. And there's a lot of people, support staff that are required. So long story short, I've always had success investing around the university. And that's in the last 13 years. And it's only gotten stronger. You know, I didn't have any problems doing it during the crash, before the crash. It was always pretty steady. But right now, things are actually picking up because nationwide properties are starting to go up in value. And normally when that happens, Buffalo, you know, do some research on Buffalo. You know, everyone should do, you know, just take a moment right now because I'm tipping you on an area that is definitely up and coming. And there's news articles and, you know, you can't go there and be a slumlord and just think you're going to make a bunch of money off of you know, tricking people into whatever, you know, this is a bona fide, you know, they don't like people that just come in and want to do no work and just sell dilapidated properties. So, but if you look at it from the point of view, if you buy it and you make it nice and presentable and you give a quality product, people will pay good money for that. And that's where your money's made. So that's how I've been able to sell so many properties. Is because I put out a good product, I get it really cheap. I make my money on the buy. Then I put out a really good product. You know, I'm not looking to be a slumlord or just to, you know, sell properties misrepresenting them. I always show pictures and videos and I explain exactly what I've done to my properties. And that's how I've had success is just doing this honestly and ethically and just doing my best to make sure every house I sell that I would make it so that there's no work orders, meaning that the tenants are happy, they have a safe, everything's functional. And, you know, you're not putting granite countertops and things like that, but you're making it so it's good, safe, and comfortable for the tenant. And you're doing it cost effectively. So as an investor, you can still make a profit.
Yeah. And one thing we didn't mention about Buffalo for right now, they've got the Buffalo Billion Investment Development Plan, which was started in 2013, is now being implemented. Of course, there's always legalities and problems with politicians because politicians will be politicians. But it's the largest investment to come into Erie County, Buffalo, the city of Buffalo, probably since World War II, if I had to guess. And right now they're in phase one of it, but there's construction going on all over the place. And
it is
it's
true.
Not your
and it's
father's
amazing.
Buffalo or your grandfather's Buffalo. Amazing.
It is too. I mean, you go to Buffalo now, you know, a lot of these old factories, it really truly is amazing. And I want everyone just to take a moment to do some research because you don't know how explosive it's going to be here. And properties are still going to be selling under $30,000-$25,000 for good stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be good fixer uppers that'll be bought for the teens. And then you put the work into it. But do some research on Buffalo. You'll see a lot of these old warehouses and manufacturing buildings. they're all brick and beautiful in architecture, right? So they've made these into luxury lofts. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of commercial. Anyone who comes to Buffalo, you're going to see brand new plazas, you know, right on Niagara, you know, right there in Buffalo. They put a brand new Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Best, you know, Walmart, several Walmarts. I mean, they are just, and I go everywhere else in the country and they've always had, you know, steady increases in construction. Not there. I mean, things are on fire. Do your research. This right now has to be the best position Buffalo's been in. And I mean, since the early century, I mean, that's what we're really talking about here when Buffalo was a very wealthy city and now it's transforming. And, you know, do the research though, check for yourself. You know, I get students, they say, yeah, you know, I've been reading articles about Buffalo and, you know, how some areas went up 30% last year, which that's just crazy for Buffalo. You know, that just doesn't happen. But, you know, Allentown, Elmwood, you know, there's a lot of districts that are just on fire, really good buys. But, you know, you just want to make sure that what you buy is either something that you already have the funds set aside to fix up or something that's already in good condition. And then it's a win-win for everybody because you're making the house or nicer than it was when you bought it. You're making a profit, but you're delivering a service, meaning that you're revitalizing that house. And that's how this has been building is investors buy properties, they fix them up. Homeowners moving back into the city, they fix them up. And it's just a chain reaction. And people are putting a lot more work, a lot more time, something that I've always believed in. But that's how you can succeed here is by making a good product, doing whatever work is needed to it.
Yeah.
And deciding if you want to pay more for a place in good condition or if you want to buy a fixer-upper and understand you're going to have to rectify it and make it a good house, a good property, a solid property.
Absolutely. And this auction continues to be very, very obscure, not well publicized, not well known, except to the insiders in the area and to you and the people you've trained. But basically, nobody knows about it. And it's a whole year's worth of tax liens blown out the door in 3 days. Tax deeds, I should say. Let's be clear on that. You're actually getting title to the property. You're not buying a tax deed certificate that gives you 2% interest. You own the property once you buy it at this auction. And like you said, there's close to 4,000 properties there, maybe 500 people the first day. And I'm sure the number trickles down till the end, probably the last half hour, you get the best deals because nobody's left except the janitors waiting to clean the place up.
You know, and you're right. It is kind of funny how it works, you know, because the auction goes 3 days. So it's kind of amazing. At the very beginning, first day, it's like, you know, shoulder to shoulder, you know, they're in a conference room, you know, it's in the convention center and they use one of the rooms for this auction. And, you know, there's a bunch of chairs in there, but they'll be standing room only. And, you know, it's just so funny. And then people are way overpaying for properties. You know, they just, you could tell that, see, most people there, when you look around, you'll see these are not investors. These are just local people looking to either buy their own house or maybe get a rental property. But for the most part, that's what you're finding is local folks. There's a very small percentage of people that actually come from out of state. And, you know, if you do this smart and you know what you're buying, see, a lot of people, they just come in and they say, oh, believe me, you're going to see them. There's going to be houses, duplexes that sell for $1,000, $1,500, $2,000.
Wow.
And a lot of people, they don't use common sense. They think they're going to come in, buy that and just make a fortune. And that's just ridiculous. You know, people are buying some junk because of lack of knowledge. They're not inspecting it. They're not knowing what they're buying. They're buying it based on the price. If you do your research and you know what you're buying and be willing to pay a little bit more, but more relative to the area, you know, I can give you a good example. You know, I got a really good place next to Canisius College and my kids' education account at the last one. And this was a nice brick duplex, 3 bedrooms upper, 3 bedrooms lower, rock solid structure, foundation. I mean, this was a nice brick place. 2 units, brand new furnaces, brand new water tanks, brand new plumbing. What happened was just 2 years prior, they had gotten a grant from the city to put all new furnaces. You know, this would have been a $10,000 job, just the furnaces. They put all new furnaces, all new plumbing, all new sewage lines. I mean, they went all out on this place. And I paid, you know, and this is what my point is. I paid $30,000 for that, right? So I paid a little bit more, but what would it have cost me? First, I can't make it brick, but for me to put new water tanks, new plumbing, new furnaces, that's all going to cost me probably 15 to 20 grand to do all that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. If you could pay 30,000, you pay a little bit more, but you're getting, I knew about this because I had done my research ahead of time. And that's what the key to all this is doing your research, knowing what you're buying, knowing what work you have to do to it, because that's really important. Some places will be in very good condition. You'll pay more. Some places are going to be in very poor condition. And if you want to buy the very poor ones, just understand you need those funds to remodel it and make it nice.
Yeah. So if you want to attend, Mike, you're still taking some applications because we had that one cancellation. So we got one spot open and you got to get in your application quick. Which site do they go to apply and get the info?
Well, yeah. And, you know, you make a good point. You know, everybody who's going to be there has applied there or they've been personally trained by me, meaning they've been at one of my boot camps and they've either already had results. In fact, actually, everyone who's there has already had results if they're retraining with me. And that makes sense, right? I mean, you have results, you're happy, and then you want to go to a new area and expand. And just like you did. But what the people do is they just fill out a basic application and either me or someone from my office will give them a call, make sure they're the right fit, just see what their goals are, what they're trying to accomplish. And if they go to teachmemike.com and click on the start now. So you just go to teachmemike.com. If you click on the start now button, it's just a basic application. It's not like an application like you're going to college. It's just what's your goals? What are you looking to attain? Are you looking for cash flow? Are you looking to build wealth? Just to make sure, you know, that you got to know this is not some get rich quick. And if you have unrealistic expectations, it's just not going to work. You got to understand this is real estate. And I show you everything I know, but, you know, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a tax advisor. You know, I'm only showing you what's worked for me. I show you my process, how I find them, how I sell them, and exactly just what I do. And, you know, for the this has just been a really fruitful auction. It's once a year. And I invite anybody to apply for that last spot. It's completely sold out. So except for the one cancellation, and that was just due to timing. They just couldn't work it out. You know, we have families and kids, and one of the students that's attending, he couldn't make it last year because of family commitments. So he gave his family a year's notice that he was coming this year. And now he's able to do it, that's but great. He still has to leave a day early. And hey, I mean, but we do what we got to do, right? I mean, it's all about what we got to do for our families, for our future. Sure. You know, this is just a systematic step-by-step process that I've done over and over again. And I love sharing it with people. So if you want to apply and you want to attend, you want to be with me, either me or someone from my office will personally call you. We'll call every single one of you, even if you're not the right fit. Me or someone from my office will definitely call you. And there's no pressure. It's just, and I can't create demand. It's only once a year. So, you know, some people just couldn't be part of the group. And, you know, I keep it real tight. There's going to be only 8 of us. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And I'm going to teach you guys all about that, why I really can't take more than 8 people this year. And I'll explain all that to you guys. So it's a tight group. There's already 7 of us. So I'm excited. And there's one spot left. And somebody's going to get it. There will be 8 people there.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. It's what are the dates again, before I forget?
So normally I start the training on Sunday, the 27th of this month, just a little less than 2 weeks away. And let me check the dates here just to be sure, because the auction is on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We right. spend next Sunday and Monday doing all of our research, all of our strategies, 2 full mm-hmm. days. And then Saturday, the day before, is just kind of my setup day. But any of the students this year, for the first time, I'm doing 2 things. I'm letting them come with me on the setup day, where I have all your materials printed, all the binders. You can come on that Saturday, do everything with me. And, you know, I didn't tip this to any of the people until now that are already attending, but you get my cell phone. You know, there's a way you can get me for a whole year. So everyone who attends, they're going to be able to ask me questions. I'll be able to respond. It's a great feature that I've started using. And this is the first year that the students that are attending, they have access to me for a year. You know, I don't know another guy out there that'll give you access to him because I stand behind everything that I've done and everything that I show you is only what I've done. So if you have questions, you want to know what I would do in any given situation, you have me for the next year till next October. And I'm here for you guys. So that's it. And, you know, it's teachmemike.com. Click the start now. But I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Hey, well, you know, this is a once a year event. You don't want to miss it. And definitely go over to teachmemike.com. put in the application, even if you think you might not be able to make it, just check it out. There's always next year. And look, if you like the show, you enjoy the episodes and what Mike and I discuss each episode, then go over to the iTunes store. Just in the search box, just put in Instant Equity or Gazzola, G-A-Z-Z-O-L-A, and then subscribe to it. You'll automatically get each new edition of the show right onto your iTunes application on your computer. You don't have to remember. You don't have to say, I haven't gotten one in 3 weeks, man. I better go over there. It automatically comes to you. You can listen to it at home, on your iPhone, in your car, whatever you want to do. At the beach, if you're in Florida, you can go to the beach anyway, but not too many other places now. But it's definitely worth subscribing to. And hey, Mike, we will do a debriefing after action report on what took place at the auction and what we all bought when we were there.
Yeah, I'll be away. I'll be off for not off. I'm going to be in not only preparation mode, but actually fulfilling for my students for a whole week. So there won't be any new shows, but I'll certainly record some really good content for you guys, and I'll upload it onto my channel with iTunes. And, you guys will get to hear the results. And there's going to be properties bought. I mean, I'm not a fortune teller, but there's going to be some really good deals out there. Oh, yeah. And likely the total number of properties bought will be greater than the number of students that attend. So I don't know anybody else out there that would say that. And I'm going to tell you guys that in advance, and then I'm going to prove it to you guys afterwards. I'm going to tell you exactly how many were bought, prices people paid, and at that time you're going to wish you were part of this group. So take action now, and I'll be back with you guys in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, if you can't find a property to buy here, then you are never going to find a property, period. Because 4,100 properties, 22,300 houses, 1, 2, and 3 family houses, you're going to find something here almost for certain. So Mike, we will see you in Buffalo. Be well.
I'm excited. I'll see you soon. Thanks a lot.
This has been another installment of Instant Equity, a proven real estate system with Mike Gazzola. Go to teachmemike.com and get started now.